Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Doreen Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening, and I'm so happy to be here with you for the next hour. We've got a great show for you tonight. We're so happy to be able to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit, and of course, we love taking your questions as well, so give us a call here on the show at 888-627-6008. And if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible connection. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven at hugsfromheaven.com, and we spell that H-U-G-Z, Hugs from Heaven. And our guest medium on the show tonight is Joanne Gerber. She'll be joining us in just a moment, but first we do have a couple of quick updates. Our Holiday of the Earth raffle is now up on our brand new website, so we invite all of our future winners to come onto the website, get those tickets. Please be generous, because our two yearly raffles help us to fund our very basic programs, and that includes our new website. In this raffle, you can win one or more one-hour phone readings with one of our certified mediums, and here are the mediums who are participating. We have Neil Zepkowski, Renee Buck, Renata Santarelli, Lee Ashley, and Bobby Allison. It's only $5 a chance, so you don't want to miss out on this. I also want to mention that two of our annual Holidays Past events from this past December had to be rescheduled. So here are the new dates. Holidays Past in Pompton Lakes is set for Saturday, March 22nd. And the Oceanside Holidays Past is scheduled for Friday, February 28th. So that's coming up shortly. There are still a few seats available. Information's always available at our website, so come and visit us there. Our annual grief retreat is now scheduled for the weekend of July 25th through 27th. We're back at the wonderful guest house in Chester, Connecticut. And we've also added on an extra day for parents who have lost children, so don't miss out on this meaningful experience. For more information about all upcoming events, please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to our show for this evening. Tonight is Mediums and Messages show here on Signs of Life, and all of the mediums who are guests on the show have been certified through the Forever Family Foundation. You can get information about all of our mediums that have been tested and certified through the program at our website. Tonight, we'll be opening up our phone lines in a few minutes, so give us a call here at the show, 888-627-6008, and we do look forward to taking your calls. So on that note, let me introduce our guest for this evening. Our guest medium is Joanne Gerber, and she's not only one of the certified mediums with Forever Family Foundation, but she's also a certified research medium with the Winbridge Institute. Joanne holds a Bachelor of Science degree in Business Administration and Marketing. She's Reiki certified. She's certified in both clinical and metaphysical hypnotherapy. And of course, she's lab certified in her mediumistic ability, having tested through the University of Arizona's Veritas Research Program. We're really happy to have her with us this evening, so let's get her on the air. Hi, Joanne. Welcome to the show.
Good evening, Doreen.
How are you?
Here. I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm doing well, too. We're so happy to have you on the show tonight. So, wow, you're a busy lady. You've got a lot of stuff going on.
I do. Yeah.
Yes. So what do you have coming up? Tell us a little bit about your upcoming events.
Oh, goodness. The spring season has already begun. Hopefully the weather will cooperate as well. I have a lot of events coming up. I have a lot of evenings of spirit communication, most of them on Friday evenings in various locations throughout mostly throughout Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. Also in April, I'll be in Montreal. I'll be serving the Spiritualist Church in Montreal and offering a psychic and mediumship development workshop as well. There's an upcoming mediumship class that I'll be teaching with a dear friend and colleague, Rita Berkowitz, on Saturday, March 1st in Waltham, Massachusetts. That's going to be a great class. So,
wow.
Yeah, lots of things. Just go to my calendar page. It's all there at my website.
Okay. Tell everybody your web address so they know where to get a hold of you.
Yep. It's Joanne, Joanne Gerber. My website is joannegerber.com. My email is joanne@joannegerber.com.
Okay. So they could get you. They could get a hold of you through
your
website as well.
Right.
So that sounds like fun. You like to do a lot of different things. You teach and you do, you know, private readings, and you like to do gallery groups and just kind of mix it up. What kind of things do you teach about? You teach a mediumship class, right?
Yeah, I teach psychic development and mediumship.
Okay.
So I teach many different levels, from people that have never ever taken a class or never sat in any kind of a development class, to people who have been sitting for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
So there's various levels that I teach, and you know, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's nice that you do different levels like that, because everybody comes to this process, you know, from a different place and different levels of experience. And I really like the notion of offering some kind of just mediumship development, just basic workshops for, you know, beginners. Because I don't know about you, do you hear this from your students where they will experience something, some kind of connection with spirit, and they always think it's their imagination at first?
Oh, yeah, always.
You know?
They never believe it. That's why they end up in classes, because
exactly.
They get to figure it
out. Yeah. Right, because it's the first thing I think we want them to know is, no, it's not your imagination.
And it's so wonderful, because both you and I, we've all been there. You know, we all start out that way, thinking, what is this? Oh, I'm just going to ignore it. Well, wait a minute, it's back again. Am I imagining things? Am I okay?
I don't think it would be normal if we didn't wonder that, you know,
right.
If we didn't wonder that. And, you know, for those of us who have gone through pretty extensive testing like you and I have done, I probably speak on behalf of many of us who have done this when I say it's one of the reasons I wanted to be tested, just to prove to myself, you know, that I was doing what I said I was doing, you know.
Right. And it also opens up that whole spectrum with the mainstream of something being out there, being published, for people to have information, have data that they can look at, scientific data, they can make their own assumptions about the work that we do. And hopefully it's more of a positive thing, because it's a lot of it's being now backed by, of course, science and research.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's really about, you know, giving good information to people, so that they can make a better decision when it comes to their life or what they need, whether it's spirit communication or psychic guidance. You know, that having that out there really does help. And, you know, I feel like a lot of what I do is public awareness, the gallery events
mm-hmm.
I do. Do it because I want people to come that have never seen a medium work, or it's their first time, or first time having a reading. I really feel that, you know, as part of our path as light workers, we're all out there to open minds and open hearts,
right?
To help people evolve. And you know, it sure is a blessing, as you know, being on this path. It's a wonderful, wonderful path, and so many opportunities.
It is, and I love the notion that, you know, we are science-based and really, you know, trying to bridge that gap in just such a nice way between science and spirituality. And I really think we live in a time, I think we're very fortunate to live in this time period right now, where we might see some of that actually, you know, come true,
and
where science is going to prove it, you know. So that's kind of exciting for me.
It is. It's very exciting.
Yeah.
Hopefully in our lifetime we'll be able to experience that that whole shift with science, that we've been a part of it, which is also a wonderful feeling to be able to contribute that to science.
Yeah, it really is. Okay, well, we've got to take a very short break. When we come back, we'll speak more with Joanne, and we'll be opening up our phone lines to callers. So if you have a question, Or if you'd like to receive a connection with spirit, just give us a call here at 888-627-6008. Stay with us, everybody. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is atransc.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Hello, my name's Piero Calvi Parisetti, MD. I invite you to discover my video course on Evidence for Life After Life, a professional counseling resource for the bereaved and the dying.
Transform the fear of death, heal the pain of a loss by learning about life after life.
For more information and a free preview, visit www.drparisetti.com. That's drparisetti in one word, .com.
Starseed Gems Studios in Cocoa, Florida fuses cremation ashes with an art glass, making beautiful stones. The ashes are visible in the darkness and resemble a beautiful night sky. Starseed Gems, developed by the parents of a young man who passed away, are set in hand-sculpted silver and gold settings. Prices start at $150. Visit www.starseedgems.com or call 321-632-7770. That's www.starseedgems.com or 321-632-7770.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Doreen Malloy, your host for this evening. And if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium Joanne Gerber. We're going to open our call lines in just a moment. I just want to mention to everyone, in case they've they might have been to your website, Joanne, but I don't know if people have found you on Facebook. And I've got to tell you, you've just got about the cutest dog in the universe. I just love Lewis. I love Lewis's photos. I especially love the recent one you put up with the grandma Lewis. I just love that. I just had to mention Lewis. We had to give him a little plug. So visit Joanne on Facebook also. Okay, so we're going to take some calls now. I just want to mention that our phone lines are lit up. They do light up pretty quickly. We're going to try to get to as many calls as we can. For those of you who are calling in, if we take your call on the air, just let us know if you'd like a connection to spirit. And really all we want is your first name. Okay, so let's go to our first caller. I believe we have Christine in New York on the line. Are you with us, Christine?
Yes, I am.
Hi there. Welcome to the show. It's nice to speak with you. Would you like a mini reading tonight, or would you like to ask us a question?
I would love a mini reading.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Joanne.
Okay. Hello, Christine. Can
you
hear me okay?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm
so you're
okay,
looking
thank
to
you.
Connect with a loved one that's passed on?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, so Hello?
Yeah, we had you, Joanne. Go ahead.
Okay. As I'm connecting in with the energy around you, Christine, I first feel a sense of a woman coming through from spirit. And as I connect with her energy, I feel I want to go to mother's side of the family. And I feel like I'm going, this could be either mother, grandmother, but I feel like I'm going back more of a grandmother's vibration with her. Would you understand a connection with mom, grandmother, the past?
Yes.
Okay. I also first want to say, as she's coming through, I feel a lot of energy around you, but since these are short readings, I won't be able to get into, you know, everything that's going on around you right now on the spirit side of life. But I do feel that I need to say that the child is okay. Would you understand the baby or the child path?
Yes, thank you.
Because I feel like I need to just say that. It's like she's coming in, but it's like it's almost like she's like saying, oh, it's not about me. It's not about me. You understand that? Okay. So
yes,
sometimes
I do.
When children pass young,
are you with us, Christine?
Yes.
You there?
Okay, she's there. Yeah.
Yep. Yes. Okay. So when a child passes young, Christine, oftentimes they'll be accompanied by an adult that helps them to make the communication. At least that's from my own experience that I can speak from. So I do want to say the child is okay. And there's also an April connection. Would you want to see an April connected to birthday or passing?
No.
Okay.
Not right now. I don't.
Okay. Would you understand with grandmother? It could also be connected with her, but I need to say April. Or I need to go with the four.
It could be with the grandmother. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So maybe, you know, just check on it. If you're not quite sure, sometimes we get validation from checking with our family and friends. So maybe just jot that down. And I do want to say that it was nobody's fault about the child passing. For some reason, this child...
I don't have a child who passed.
Well, do you understand the baby or the child is with grandmother?
Okay, I don't... Okay.
Okay, when I asked you at the beginning, you said you understood it. Do you understand? There is a grandmother and a child.
I understood it as me being worried about a child. I was worried about a child, but the child didn't pass.
But that's a child of the physical, of who's here alive, yes? That's what you're talking about?
Yes, alive now.
I'm referring to somebody who's passed on. So grandmother's talking about being with the child.
Okay.
Would you understand, let me go back to either with mom, a grandmother, or a child passing, a younger child.
Oh, okay.
Christine, do you know if your grandmother lost a child by any chance? Would have been a sibling?
Well, yeah, my mother. But it was not a, it was a baby. It was miscarriage.
There we go. This is what Joanne is referring to.
Yeah, I feel female energy, and I just want to say the baby is okay. Is there a way that maybe if mom is open to this that you can let her know that? It's something that I feel like she's always been concerned about because usually when they come right through with something like that, it's like immediate. They need to clear something up. They need to let the person know, let your mom know that her child is okay. It's something that's been on her mind, okay?
Okay.
So, and you
all
understand?
Yes.
All right, that makes sense to you, right? Okay.
Interesting here.
Okay. So, and you would have had a close connection with your grandmother when she was here. You understand? I feel this is someone who you knew very well. I also feel she would have had her hair more on the darker side. I like to color her hair darker. You understand? Like either dark brown or maybe even black. You understand that with her?
Yeah.
She told me coloring her hair
darker.
Okay. And she'd like to have her hair nice. I feel like I want to brush my hair and I kind of want to comb it back or tuck it behind my ear. And I feel like this is something like how she used to wear her hair. You would understand that about her physical description?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And she wasn't somebody who was overly materialistic. I do feel that she liked nice things, but she wasn't flashy. She didn't like to show off, you know, her nice jewelry. She had a few pieces which she used to like to wear when she would maybe dress nicer for nicer occasions or special occasions, but she wasn't somebody very showy. I feel someone who was very much someone who liked to be around their home. She shows me the kitchen. You understand with her cooking?
Yes.
And she's also talking about having edema or swelling in her legs before she passed.
Oh, I don't know.
You're not sure.
I wasn't there.
Okay.
Yeah,
so there's something with I'm feeling heart issue, or she might have had some edema issues or something. But I do want to say this is a September connection, because you're talking about the upcoming birthday for September.
That's my birthday.
That's your birthday?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Okay, because there's something about... Okay. And now, would you understand the ring that she passed down? Or someone else had the September, or there's like a sapphire ring? Because she showed me a sapphire ring.
Oh, okay. I don't know if she passed one down, but it's possible.
If you could check with Mom on that, because she shows me the celebration September, and I almost feel like Mom has a ring she's going to give to you. But I want to say, don't worry about the child that's here. He's going to be okay. It's a boy?
Oh, that would, yes.
Okay.
I think that was the message.
Okay, well, it could be part of the message, absolutely, because they are aware of what's going on here. And I feel like she's sending healing to the boy. He's going to turn himself around.
Oh, good.
You just have to have patience. Would that make sense to you?
Oh,
Christine,
okay.
I want to thank you so much for calling in. We've got so many callers on hold. So
of course, I understand.
Hope you will.
Thank you so much for your
You're
time.
You're very, very welcome.
Okay.
Please visit Joanne's website as well, okay?
I will. Yes,
Alrighty.
I already did.
Christine,
thank you.
I wish you many blessings.
Thank you.
Okay. All righty. Thanks for calling in. Okay, we're going to go to our next caller really quickly. Let's go to Linda. We have Linda on the line. I believe she's calling in from Florida as well.
Yes, I am.
Hi, Linda. Thanks for calling into the show. Would you
How are you?
We're great.
Good.
Would you like a bit of a mini reading here, or did you have a question for us?
A mini reading.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so I have Linda from Florida. Thank you for calling, Linda. So I'm just going to connect here. As I'm connecting in with your energy here, I feel I have a male vibration coming in from the spirit side of life. And I feel as I connect with his energy, I want to go to dad's side of the family. Would you understand... Father passed?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Because he's coming in very strong here. And I feel like what he's showing me here, he was someone who had a very strong will. He was somebody who may not have been all kind of, mushy, showing his expressions when he was here on the earth plane. But
exactly.
I do want to say, you understand, he held things inside, because he's saying, you know, I'm sorry, I just couldn't do more for the family or be around more. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And I feel like he does want to tell you that he hopes that you understand the struggles that he had. So I feel like there was either stress and emotional struggle around him before his passing. You understand that?
Yes.
I almost feel like I went through a state of depression before I passed. He started to let things go. He didn't take good care of himself. Does that make sense to you?
Yes,
and
it does.
I also want to connect with the R name. I'm either with like Ralph or Rob or Ron. Would you understand male R name?
No. Oh,
okay.
My cousin, Bobby?
Or could it be somebody that he would be concerned about? Something's going on in his family, somebody here that he would be concerned about, that he would have been close to, have known about Robbie or his family?
No.
There's something with you two getting together, you talking to him, because I feel like he's acknowledging him for a reason. There's something going on. It could be like either a physical or even emotional issues going on in the family. Did someone, let me just ask you this, because what he's showing me, did someone just pass in your cousin's family that would be connected on dad's side fairly recently?
Not that I know of.
Okay. All right. I do feel there's someone here that's trying to also connect here, be a
female
vibration.
Richard, that's the R. He died recently. Richard, but he was a friend of the family.
Is that connected with your cousin? Excuse me?
No.
She said
he was
a friend of
my brother.
So this is a woman that is also connected that's coming in here that I feel, let me just see what she's saying here. Is there someone they called like Terry or the T name or Teresa?
No.
Okay, there's somebody coming through that I feel like is connecting here with the name Terry or Teresa or Therese. It's like a T-H name or a T-female connection.
No.
Okay, well, just remember I mentioned that, okay?
Okay.
Okay, let me just see what he's saying here. I just feel like as Dad's coming through, he says he didn't have the strength to go into things before he passed. So I feel what he's talking about is he was very weak before his passing. I feel also he couldn't talk. He's saying he couldn't get the words out. You understand that?
Yes.
Okay. And I feel, you know, there's some regrets of not being able to reach out to his family or not being there or being too busy with work or other things in his life. There's somewhere where I feel like he's coming through to say, I'm sorry about that. And somebody still
keeps his
shirt.
It's okay. I understand.
Okay. And somebody still keeps his shirts or wears his shirts. I've got a collared shirt with buttons on it.
He used to wear polo shirts.
Okay. Okay. And interesting. Okay. Let me just see what he's saying here. And would you understand the connection with New York or trips to New York or memories with Dad? Okay. Okay. He shows me a checkered taxi, and I feel like there's memories of taking the taxi around the city or going to the city with your dad.
Oh, when I was younger, he took me into the city.
Okay. So there's memories of that. I feel like he did spend time with you, but something happened, I feel, as time went on, that there's a separation or a distance, you understand?
Yep, I lived in Arizona while he was still alive, yes?
Okay. But, you know, I feel like, you know, he's saying it's his, like, it was his doing that he's sorry he just didn't make more time. I feel things came very unexpectedly and very fast at the end, but know that he is okay.
Okay, can I just ask you a quick question
about myself? Our lines are
really quick. I went to the doctors today for a chest x-ray and a mammogram. Did they come out okay?
Well, what I'm seeing is that I don't see anything that would be like some... intuitively, I'm not a doctor, so I cannot diagnose. From an intuitive perspective, I am seeing that things are clear for you.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know. Thank you.
You may need treatment, but it's not like, I'm not feeling like anything terminal right now, but you do need to take care of your body better. You definitely need to exercise more. Do you smoke, too?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, because that's what they show me. So you got to cut the cigarettes out.
Okay, Linda, thank you so much for calling in tonight. And we wish you all the best.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to try to get to one more caller really quickly before we go to break. I think we have Glenda on the line. Is it Glenda? You calling in?
No, my name is Linda. She called in for me.
Ah, okay. So we have this is another Linda.
Yes.
Same Linda. Help me out here. Is this the same Linda? Or is this a different Linda?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. That's what I needed to know because we just had a Linda on the line. Okay. So we have Linda, and you're in Florida as well?
I'm in Florida, but I'm just visiting. I'm from New York.
Okay. So would you like a mini reading for tonight?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to turn it over.
Okay. So you are Linda? Let me just get this straight. You're Linda, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, this is interesting because I never had two people call from the same household for a reading the same night on the air.
My friend is Glenda, but she called in for me because I've never done this before.
Okay. So, Linda, as I'm connecting to your energy around you, I do feel a mother's vibration coming in very strongly around you.
Yeah.
And I feel like she was not that old when she passed. I want to say, was she just in her 60s or maybe early 70s, prior to her passing? Would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm sorry about your mom's passing, but she comes through with so much love for you. And I feel like you are just like your mom. She said, she's a girl after my own heart. So I feel like people may even make that connection to you, that you sound like mom, or you kind of say things that mom would say. And what would be the connection with the four children? Are you one of four?
No.
There's something where she's talking about connecting with the four children.
No.
So do you have three siblings that are here?
No.
Okay. This may also be grandchildren. I want to go with a family of four where there's four children.
Not that I know of. There are grandchildren, but not a family of four, no.
Are there four grandchildren?
There are more than that, yes.
Okay. She's talking about the four, so I need to go with the four with that. Let me see what else she's trying to say here. Okay. Interesting. Okay. And would you understand the birthday that just passed for the grandchild? The February birthday.
Mine.
So tell your birthday.
My birthday.
Your birthday was in February?
Recently.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Because she's saying, happy belated birthday. She's holding balloons,
okay.
And I feel like there was a celebration. And she said, are you the one that likes to drink the wine?
No.
Okay. Somebody's the wine drinker. So who's the wine drinker or the wine connoisseur in the family?
Well, maybe my brother, possibly.
Okay. Somebody likes their wine, and they have quite a collection of wines. And I feel like mom
used to like... No, I don't know of a collection, no.
Well, I'm talking about they like their wine. It's good wine. I may buy bottles of a certain kind that I like. I like to drink wine with my dinner type of person here. That's what I'm feeling with her. So she's talking about how she used to like to have a glass of wine every now and then. I have a drink every now and then. You understand?
A drink, yes.
Okay, all right. Because I feel like she's holding up a toast to you. I feel like she wants to say, happy birthday. Know that I'm around you for all the special occasions. And who is the J connection with a sibling? You understand J, or I want to say Judy or Jean?
As far as a sibling, no.
Who's Judy or Jean that would be connected to mom that she wants to acknowledge here on the physical?
Maybe
I have a sister-in-law, Jennifer, but not Judy or Jean.
Okay. This is someone she was very close to.
No.
Okay. Well, she's referring to some connection with a baby coming with that family.
There's a child that starts with J, but she's 7 years old, so I don't know if that's the same thing.
And your mom wasn't around.
Okay, that's okay. So it could be that she's trying to acknowledge the birth of the baby since she passed, but I just want you to keep that in mind, okay?
Okay.
Interesting, okay. And there's something about you changing your hair. She says you just got your hair cut?
I was talking about getting a haircut tomorrow.
Okay, thank you. So she says she's very excited about it. So I feel like this is someone who appreciated the beautiful things in life. And somebody who liked to look nice when she went out, you understand that with her?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Everything was kind of matching with her. That's what I feel about her energy.
Okay.
She's a very down-to-earth person, always spoke her mind.
Yes.
And you also understand the dog that's passed with her.
Possibly. I did have a dog for quite a few years.
Okay, there's a dog on the other side with her. So I feel like this dog is with her, and she likes the dog. So there'd be memories of either her knowing the dog. Would you understand that?
Yes, I understand.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I think we're going to have to leave it there with you. But thank you so much, Linda, for calling in. I hope that this little reading helped a little bit to bring through some information. And I love when they bring through something like, you know, about your haircut coming up, because that's their way of letting you know they see you. They see us, they hear us, they know everything that's going on here, you know. But I'm going to leave it there with
you.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely, really wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome. We're going to take a really quick break. Please check out Joanne's website. She's at joannegerber.com. Don't go anywhere. We're going to come right back, take a couple of more phone calls in just a few minutes. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
The CAMLAC Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the CAMLAC Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlac.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one.
Hello, my name is Lauren Halpern, and I'm a Reiki master. I enjoy bringing peace and inspiration to people. I conduct healing circles with inspiration, meditation, and Reiki at different community developments, religious institutions, and many other locations. People react so wonderfully to my events. For more information, please contact me, Reiki Touch by Lauren, at 954-464-0087. That's 954-464-0087, or email me at laurenhalpern@gmail.com. laurenhalpern@gmail.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Joanne Gerber. And before we get back to her and to our phone lines, did you know that you could financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without even sending us a single penny? Well, here's how you can help. When you shop on the Internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com, and instead go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. And there's a link on every single page on our website. If you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And what if you don't shop at Amazon? That's not a problem. There's another way that you can help us as well. And this will also produce a donation to Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive. It's free. And just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the Internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. These are places that you're already shopping in. You might be shopping at drugstore.com or Expedia or Home Depot, Nordstrom, Petco, Travelocity, all of these places. There's so many of them listed. And one last thing, you'll need, of course, a credit card to shop online. So if you don't already have one or if you need another one, go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and apply for the Visa credit card. Visa will make a donation to us for each card that's taken out. And every time the card's used, a portion of that charge is donated back to Forever Family Foundation. So please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. Okay, so let's get back to our show. Joanne Gerber is here with us. We've got time for a couple more phone calls. Let's go to our next caller. I think the next one we have on the line is Pat calling in New Jersey. Are you with us, Pat? Would you like to have a message?
Yes, we can see who comes through.
Awesome. Okay.
Hi, Pat.
Hi.
Okay, so as I'm connecting with the energy around you from Spirit, I do feel a male vibration coming through here.
Uh-huh.
I want to go to Father's side of the family with him. You understand Dad's past?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And Dad used
yes.
to smoke. Do you understand the cigarettes with him?
No.
Okay.
No, he didn't.
It could be somebody else coming in, but I've got someone who's a heavy smoker. So I do want to say that
Okay. Someone
was with him. I also want to, as I'm listening to what your dad's saying, he's talking about Frank. So who's Frank or F-R-A-N, Fran connection with him?
Oh, okay. That's my uncle.
Your uncle who's also passed?
Yes.
Okay. And was he the smoker?
Yes, she was, yes.
Thank you. Okay, because I felt two male energies coming through. And I do want to say, and Frank would have passed before your dad?
No, after him.
After, okay. Know that they are together on the other side. Know that they are together. There was some sort of distance? They live far away from each other or didn't get to see a lot of each other before your dad passed?
Yeah, that's correct, yes.
Okay. So it's almost like he's saying he's with him on the other side. Don't worry, he's not alone. Okay?
Okay, good.
Also, I need to also acknowledge the October month because he's showing me the month of October being a connection to a birthday or passing.
Okay, I have to think about that, but okay.
All right, and this could also be with your uncle. Sometimes when two loved ones are communicating at the same time, Pat, oftentimes they'll go back and forth, so... it's fine. I do just tell them to talk one at a time, but they don't listen to the medium. So if they're here to talk to you, they're here to talk. and I want to say one like to gamble quite a bit. I like to go to the casino because I'm seeing cards here.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And there might
that was my dad,
some,
yes.
Your dad. Did he? Let me just ask you this because it's interesting. I just had a horse come in. Would you understand Dad betting on the horses or liking
Oh, yeah,
horses?
He always played the horses. Yeah.
Okay, because okay, I knew it wasn't. What I'm hearing is like, you know, when they send the animal around the track or whatever, like that's what I'm getting, like a racetrack feeling, not more like a horse path. So I do want to acknowledge, it's not like they have horses to gamble on the other side, but oftentimes they'll show us images of things they like to do here. Okay. And Daddy had a favorite hat. He showed me his hat. It's a small cap that he liked to wear. And somebody has kept it. You understand that?
Okay.
And Dad also was in the service?
Yes.
Yeah. And that was the Navy?
Yes, the Navy, yes.
Thank you. Because what I'm seeing is a ship on this hat. So I want to talk about the hat. It's either got a yellow or white embroidered stitching on it. There's something with a ship or some sort of Navy or boat connection with that. Would that make sense to you?
Ah, yes, it does.
Okay. And also, Michael, I need to say hello. Mikey or Michael here?
Hmm.
It could be Mark, but I want to say...
I can't get to Michael at this point. Sometimes, just because I can't get it now doesn't mean it won't pop in my head when I hang up.
Exactly. And names are not always the most validating piece of information when a medium is doing a reading for you, so just kind of put it off to the side. This also could be your uncle talking about someone here, too. I know that the Michael is still here in the physical, someone they want to acknowledge. That could have been close to them. Could have been like Mike or Mickey or Mark. Sometimes it's hard to tell. I'm just getting that MK-sounding name, okay? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Interesting. Okay. And did you like to dance when you were younger?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was a really good dancer.
Yeah, because Dad's talking about the dancing, always remembering how great of a dancer you were.
Yeah.
He says, you don't do that anymore. You need to get out more and dance. He says, you need to get out there. You understand?
Yeah.
He said, why is the house tying you down, if that makes sense to you?
Yes. Oh, it is because of the weather, tell him.
Okay. Well,
it's tying all of us down, I think. We're all going crazy.
And there's also a female coming through, I do want to say quickly, Pat, too. And I feel like this is our mother's side of the family. And I feel like she would have passed after Dad, if you would understand.
Right.
Okay. And I don't know if this is mother, grandmother, but I feel she would have passed maybe in her, she looks to me before she passed, she might have only been in her late 50s to maybe mid-60s or so.
Yeah, that was the grandma.
Grandmother, yeah, because I don't feel like she was that old when she passed as she's coming through.
Yeah, she wasn't. She was in her 60s,
Okay, and her and Dad got along really well. I feel she loved him like a son, and I feel like she's keeping an eye on him over there. That's what she says. I feel Dad could be a little bit mischievous sometimes, but in a very playful manner, as I feel his personality, you understand.
Oh, yeah, he was a comedian,
And Dad liked to garden. He shows me planting. And
I don't remember that too much.
Okay, let me ask you this, because I'm getting these, like, kind of vines coming up. Either somebody had, like, grapevines or, like, planted some sort of vines around the house.
There might have been a relative that had that. I don't remember we had that. Does he like the fact that I'm a stand-up comedian? Does he like that?
Well, he's not particularly acknowledging that, specifically.
Okay.
But it doesn't mean that he doesn't say that, yes, you are a great comedian. Because what I'm feeling from his energy, Pat, is that he's very proud of you.
Oh, okay, good.
And there's something with, interesting. Did you like learn how to sing, or were going to record songs at one time?
No. I'm actually recording to do voiceovers.
Okay, because he shows me you talking into a mic. So there's some awareness of that.
Oh, that's me doing my stand-up comedy. I talk into the mic.
Okay, but there's something. It's not comedy. It's something else. So it may be the voiceovers or something else you're recording.
Oh, okay.
Because he's talking about, like,
all right, I can't sing.
I feel like I'm in a studio and I'm recording it. I'm seeing studio equipment. Does that make sense to you?
Okay.
All right?
Yeah, because I'm getting ready to do some voiceovers,
Okay, so this may be something that's coming up soon. Okay.
We want to thank you, though, for calling in. We have so many callers on hold, and I'm hoping we can get to at least one or two more. Pat, thank you so much for calling in. I hope this helps a little bit.
It was wonderful.
Awesome.
Okay, Pat, thanks
for calling. Thank you.
Blessings.
All right,
let's try to get to... Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye now. Let's try to get to one more. I think we have Carol on hold calling in from California. Are you with us, Carol?
Yes, I am.
Ah, there you are.
Hi, Carol.
Welcome to the show. Would you like to have a connection with Spirit?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Hi, Carol. Okay, so let me just tune in here a minute here. Okay. Okay. Carol, as I'm linking in with the energy around you from the spirit side of life, I first sense a woman who was, I feel her kind of a little bit above middle ages when she passed. She might have been maybe in her 60s, maybe 65. She may have looked a little bit older, but I feel she was very ill before she passed. And I feel I want to go to mother's side of the family, and I feel like I have something, but it starts out being in one area of the body, like a cancer or something, and starts to move up the body. Would you understand that on mom's side of the family?
It's possibly one of my great aunts.
Okay. And would you also understand, interesting, okay, does someone also have the L name, like I want to say like Lenore or Linny or Linda?
I can't think of anyone that's passed with that name. I have friends with an L name.
Okay. Because as I'm sensing this woman, I want to say that she was somebody who was really good working with her hands. I feel like this is someone who was creative, somebody who liked art or maybe even did art, who used to like to make things. Would you understand that with your aunt that passed?
Yes. I had very talented aunts.
Okay, great. Okay, and this would be on mother's side. This would be like a mother's sister or a great-aunt? Okay, thank you. And mom
great
is
aunt.
Still here then, because I feel like there's an acknowledgement where they either were very close in age or mom used to look after her. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay, because I feel like she's coming through, and would you please let mom know? And are there two other siblings with you too? There's something with the three, or the family of three, or the three children here.
There were five in my immediate family.
Okay, but I'm talking, there were five children?
In my immediate family, in my grandmother's family, there were several children. That was back in the late 1800s, early 1900s, so they had like seven or eight children.
Okay, there's something with the three children, so I just want to acknowledge that something with the three here.
Okay.
Something with the three children.
Let me think on that.
I'm not quite sure if she's talking about grandchildren. And she's talking about two boys and a girl, so I need to acknowledge two brothers or two, where there's two boys and a girl.
Okay.
All right. And where would I find the connect? Oh, interesting. I just first want to say, because they're all starting to come through and talk now, but I first want to say, would you please let mom know that she is okay on the other side, that your aunt is okay? Is there a way you can get the message to her?
Well, actually, my mother has passed also, so I'm sure my mother's okay.
All right. I just also want to acknowledge, like, also say Ginny, too, or Virginia or Ginny connection.
My Aunt Virginia shortly passed away, yes. Thank you.
So know that she's there, too. And, you know, I do want to say that that they're all, I do want to say, there is a sister here, though. So there's an aunt that's still alive here on the physical.
Yes, my one of my dad's sisters, I mean, it's the other side of the family, but she's still with us.
Okay,
Joanne, if you have any parting words here for Carol, because
I'm
we've
sorry.
Got to
I'm
wrap
sorry,
up.
I'm sorry, Carol, I do want to say, know that your mom is okay. Unfortunately, with short readings like this, we can't, you know, spend a lot of time, but, you know, I would have liked to have given you more validation, but know that aunt is with her, that she's with her family, that she is okay, she's not sick anymore, okay, that she
Excellent.
Is okay.
Excellent,
all right?
Thank you.
And you talk to her all the time, and she's talking to you, she kisses you. When you're sleeping at night, you may feel like something on your cheek. It wakes you up. You understand. So know that she's there with you.
Yes, I do.
And she says,
Carol,
I love you.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome. I can't believe how quickly this hour goes, but we're just about out of time. But I do want to thank our guest, Joanne Gerber. Thank you so much, Joanne, for joining us this evening.
Always my pleasure.
Yep, and if any of our listeners want more information about Joanne's work, please go to her website at joannegerber.com. We'd like to thank our listeners, of course, for being with us tonight, and we do hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. We invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Once you're there, you can become a member, and you can also sign up for our newsletter and check out all the wonderful events that we have. Please join us next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, Our guest on Signs of Life Radio will be Barrington Police Chief John LaCrosse. You don't want to miss this show. He's a police chief that recently led a crowd of people through a meditation to connect with those in the afterlife. He's going to be here next week with your host, Angelina Diana. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Doreen Malloy, and I wish all of you a wonderful evening and many blessings. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.